Until this month, rancher Ted Swanson had only been the victim of theft once in his life.
I had a bicycle stolen in Chicago about, many years ago.
Fast forward to Labor Day weekend. That's when Swanson noticed about $5,000 worth of hay missing from his ranch north of Fort Collins. It had been sitting in his field near the side of the road.
It was about a semi-load, and given that it was a mixture of sizes of square bales of alfalfa, plus some round bales of grass, I think somebody was just trying to get some hay to sell.
Hay thefts aren't new, and they're generally isolated events, says Larimer County Sheriff's Office spokesperson John Schultz. But in recent months, the county has investigated four of them, and he says Larimer County isn't alone.
This is happening virtually nationwide.
California, New Mexico, and even England have seen an uptick.
Hay is a hot commodity right now.
The rise in hay banditry isn't surprising to Tess Norville, who tracks hay prices for the U.S. Department of Agriculture out of her office in Greeley.
Either because of the price, how high it is right now, or because a lot of people are desperate trying to feed livestock or trying to get by.
The USDA estimates that the country's alfalfa crop will be 16% lower compared to last year. Combine that with the ongoing drought and the fact that a lot of straw in northern Colorado is going to mitigate erosion inside the High Park Fire burn zone, you can see why smaller outfits are having such a tough time.
So people are starting to look for alternative measures or pushing livestock towards the market and culling cattle.
Okay, out we go, guys. Follow the leader now.
These circumstances have led to some difficult choices for Arden Nelson, who owns Windsor Dairy and also raises beef cows. With just a fraction of the hay he needs for the winter, he's moved about 20% of his livestock to USDA land recently freed up for grazing in nearby Weld County.
That's an attempt to minimize the amount of hay we need.
But using this land isn't necessarily cheaper for Nelson's bottom line, and it's far from ideal.
Our meat bulls are used to 2 to 3 feet of green grass.
The 400 acres surrounding Nelson are dry, yellow, and brown.
I'm sure that they're going to bawl at us for 3 or 4 days saying, "Will you please move us to a new pasture?" Guys, that's the new pasture, and that's all there is.
Amongst shortages and high prices, Nelson still has to purchase hay for winter feed. But his dairy operation is organic, and finding organic feed is even harder. The good news is he's located 1,000 tons of hay that used to supply another organic dairy. The bad news...
The only reason it's not going there is they said they would not pay a price that's that high. Now, whether we can have some of that hay and afford to pay for it remains to be seen. But at least I've found some.
Back in Larimer County, Sheriff spokesperson John Schultz says it will be hard to track down lost hay unless there's physical evidence left behind in footprints or fingerprints. On Ted Swanson's ranch, a front loader moves around large bales of hay in the afternoon sun. While he didn't have any success tracking down his culprit, he did make some changes.
Put locks on all the gates. Chains and padlocks.
But he knows that if someone's desperate enough, there's no way to completely prevent theft.
If somebody were really determined, I don't suppose it would stop them, but at least maybe slow them down enough.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like circumstances are improving anytime soon. The USDA's Tess Norville expects hay prices to continue to increase for smaller buyers this winter. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.